Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. In this week's parasha, we read about the uprising and demise of Korach. Chazal tell us he was jealous that his younger cousin was appointed to be the Nasi over the Bnei Kehat. He felt that the position should have been his. And when he didn't get it, he started a revolt which eventually led to his tragic ending. The Mesilat Yesharim writes in Perek Yud Aleph, if people would just take to heart the Gemara which tells us, En Adam Nogeya Bema Shemuchan Lechavero Afilu Kimlonima, that no one could take anything that was destined for someone else, they would stop agonizing over their friend's successes. Korach was a wise man, but he forgot one of the fundamental principles of Emunah, v'hamitnaseh lechol l'rosh. It is only Hashem who decides who gets what position. It is only Hashem who decides who gets which blessing. Hashem, something that somebody has, was never taken away from us. Each person has and gets exactly what they are supposed to get. This applies not only to positions. It applies to shidduchim. It applies to parnasah. It applies to every area of our lives. How fortunate are we that we have the fairest judge determining who gets what, and therefore we can always feel at ease knowing that Hashem made the correct decision. Whenever a situation arises, when we feel like we have been dealt with unjustly, that somebody else got something that we feel we should have gotten, we have a big choice to make. We can let it eat us up and suffer days and weeks of pain and agony. Or we can involve ourselves in one of the holiest endeavors in life and bring kiddushah and sanctity inside of ourselves by accepting it with emunah. The Chazon Ish writes in his Sefer on Emunah and Bitachon, if competition opens up and we feel threatened, but instead of following our gut reaction, we overcome it, we strengthen ourselves in Emunah and in Hashem, that nobody could take even a dollar that is meant for us. And then we actually go out of our way to offer help to that competition. Says the Chazon Ish, Kama min hakedusha mosif ba'olam. How much sanctity is that person bringing into the world? Ashrav ve'ashre doro. Fortunate is he, and fortunate is the entire generation in which he lives. Emunah is not just a tool to give us peace of mind. It is a very high form of Avodat Hashem. The more we use Emunah, the closer we get to Hashem. The Ramban writes on the Pasuk, Shchon Eretz Ur'e Emunah, that one should never think that if he's not actively involved in Torah and Mitzvot, that he still can't use his time to be spiritual. Rather, says the Ramban, while a person is Shchon Ba'aretz, he's living his regular, everyday, mundane life, going to work, earning a livelihood, Re'e Emunah, if he will befriend Emunah and live his days with Hashem on his mind, attributing events and circumstances to Hashem, accepting each and everything that happens to him with love from Hashem, then says the Ramban, Timsa, Shelo Tihye Batel Minatov, Afilu Sha'ahat, it will turn out that this man will have been involved and making usage of every moment of his life in spiritual pursuits. Look at how kind Hashem is. He gave us this wonderful gift of Emunah, which keeps us happy, makes us closer to Him, brings Kedushah inside of us, and will earn us untold rewards for having it. It requires work, but it's well worth it. Shabbat Shalom.